Verse 8. Want it? Welcome. Not sure how long you've been sitting there, but say this to all the submitters. We've read your original submission. Thank you very much for putting that together. You don't need to read that out to us, but you're very welcome to speak to it and highlight key points.
Very good. Well, that wouldn't take long to read my original one. I'm sorry about the handwriting.
The handwriting's fine.
My name's Bruce Eden. I'm representing the Eden family here from Fairlie, Ayrshires and Holsteins. We actually farm in Kelso, just over the border in Otago, but we 2 years ago we purchased a dry stock block that falls over the border into Southland, so this now involves us. And we're a practical kind of family, established the herd in 1965, so we've been farming for quite some time. We couldn't stand back and say nothing, so I've just highlighted the points that we had some comment on. The 20 degree slope, non-cultivation, we don't agree with it. No cultivation over 20 degrees, we feel a lot of Southerners over that area, or that slope, and has ground cultivated in the past. These areas are not allowed to be cultivated in future, even by mechanical direct drilling. These grasses are going to run their race and revert back to weeds. We'd like to see the amendment of maximum slope increased to 30 degrees with a 20 metre setback required if 25% of the area is over a 20 degree slope. Following on to that, setbacks on cultivated ground, I feel the current setbacks are too strict. We'd like to see the amendments made that less than 8 degrees to be 3 metres either side of a hollow, between 9 degree and 20 degrees and 10 metre either side of the hollow, and 21 to 30 degrees, 20 metres either side of the hollow. Moving on to the winter time frame that was in the plan, I think it was currently the 1st of May to the 30th of September. That's an awfully long winter. We'd like to see that amended to the 20th of May to the 20th of September. There's very few animals on crop at the very start of May, and that's probably what a lot of the sediment is called, or a lot of the sediment is caused by during the winter months. So that just shortens up the winter period. It's unfair, I think, to make it from the 1st of May. We'd like to see a definition of intensive winter grazing. I'm not sure what the answer is, but our argument is we, on our dry stock block, all it winters is 100 calves on a pet, or R1s on kale. They're on a 4 day shift, so they're given a larger area. We feel that isn't as intensive as 200 adult cattle on fodder beet being given a daily shift on a smaller area. There could be an argument that ewes on grass as well. We've all seen after heavy rain you can get a lot of sediment runoff on that. So is that class as intensive grazing or not? We don't know. The definition of forage crop, we'd like to see that defined as well. At the moment it just says forage crop. We'd like to see that class as fodder beet, kale, swedes and turnips only. Oats and moata type crops don't count in my eyes. I didn't put in my submission, am I allowed to speak on something that isn't written in there, or what's the rules? This is my first
not rodeo. Really, but have a crack and I'll
have
see
a crack,
if I can stop
I'll,
you or not.
Good on you. Just there was a thing about effluent solids to be spread from May to end of September. This doesn't concern us, but I'm thinking of people that are in this situation. There are occasional dry periods in winter where there is a window to spread something, which I say shouldn't be excluded. Otherwise, it come the 1st of September, everyone's got 4.5 months of solids stored up. Every contractor in Southland's out the first day unloading 4 months onto Southland in one big hit. I can't come up with the exact answer, but I still think that there's probably a better way to do that. And in conclusion, I'd just like to say I'm third generation Southland dairy farmer. My children will be the fourth, hopefully. In 20 years' time, I'm just hoping that it's easier to farm in Southland than it is in the UK. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take questions, Morris.
All right, thank you. Yes, that last bit that you added has been dealt with by a number of other people as well. And I think there are some changes proposed, but we'll wait and see so we realise that it is an issue.
Good stuff, thank you.
I'm interested in your winter grazing definition. You said that even ewes on grass, if they turn the paddock into a bit of a muddy mess, I suppose.
That was intensive winter grazing, yes.
Yeah, would that be, could that be included as well? And you say, well, you don't know, but from your experience as a farmer, can you tell us what the critical issues are about winter grazing and what might be to cause a problem and whether that should be included in the definition or not?
Right, well, we have 10 sheep, so I can't say I'm a sheep farmer, but it's just of driving around the area and seeing different things. That comes back to the winter period thing too, I think. And it's just, it can happen to anybody. You can have an overnight rain event, and it could be good at a frost yesterday morning, overnight rain event. You don't know, but I mean, there is no actual clear definition of what intensive winter grazing is, and I think that's something that needs to be clarified because it's quite a grey area. So that's just my personal experience driving around. You see it, it's happened to everybody, and no one's at fault. It's just a freak of nature event. So there just needs to be some sort of safety there for, you have a mob of ewes or even cows on grass, a wet night, and you get sediment runoff. It's a fact of life, unfortunately, and there just needs to be some sort of definition there so that there's the person at fault isn't held accountable for something that's out of their hands.
Okay, that's helpful. Thanks very much.
I'm Mr. Farmer, sir.
Before I pass to the next commissioner, have you seen the definition of intensive winter grazing that's currently in the plan?
No.
And the staff have recommended that it be amended. I'll just read it out to you and tell us what you think about that. Grazing of stock between May and September, inclusive on forage crops, excluding pasture and cereal crops. That's currently recommended to us.
That sounds good to me.
That sounds good to you?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Except for the time.
Except for the time frame.
Good morning. Just further on the time frame, you mentioned while there may not be stock winter grazing the early part of May, you didn't mention anything about the end of September. Is it common for stock to be still on winter crops toward the end of September?
It could be common, yes. We're usually finished by then personally, but you get to that time of year, things have dried. I'd like to think we're coming through. There's light at the end of the tunnel and we're on the upswing. So I personally think that the 20th of September is a good time to say the end of winter.
But there would still be stock?
Yes. It depends on the season, obviously. Every year is different. Better crop, better weather.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, very clear submission, thank you. I did just one wee question on your definition of a waterway.
Yes.
You've said 40 millimetres by 150, that's about that deep and about that wide.
Yeah.
Did you mean millimetres? Meant that or what?
Yes, millimetres, yes.
Yeah, well,
it's area we've had an issue with on our farm. We've done some development on this new block, we've done some development 12 months ago. Well, it wasn't 12, it was in the summertime. And it was more of a health and safety issue. There was a steep bank that dropped off to a 20-foot face, and the transport, when they'd done fertiliser there, had said about it, and we felt the same, that it was an issue if someone went over there in a tractor or whatever. So we put a piece of no flow in there. There was no water flowing through it at the time, and rolled it off and all that, and we've since been told that it was allegedly a waterway.
You shouldn't have done it.
And we had to go and ask somebody first, but being from Otago and the rules being different, we did not realise it was such a problem. And there was no water flowing through it. Only flows at this time of year, and it's only overland flow. So that's an area that needs clarified. And I obviously haven't read
your definition of waterway is actually more about what you're permitted to put underground rather than how you treat it when it's on top of the ground.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that clarification.
Lloyd.
It's just one question. You've made comment of Rule 23 and 25, which is actually the degrees and setbacks. Mm-hmm. Do you think there is room there for commonality in those, for clarification for the farming community? but you've suggested really two different rules. Not even, but you're quite similar. So are you suggesting they should be the same?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I have no further questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Peter Chartres?